Reading from the Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you come from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to your own home and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble. But take courage. I have overcome the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, for most of his life, Jesus' disciples really didn't understand what he was talking about. That's part of what he faces in today's Gospel. There's nothing really new, except this is Jesus' last discourse. Those chapters of St. John right before his arrest and torture and sentence to death. But even now, a communication or miscommunication between them is dominant. We know that Jesus was terrific as a preacher, telling stories and parables and examples that related to people's lives and concerns. But there were many times when the disciples simply didn't get it. One of the common defense mechanisms of the apostles seemed to be denial. They had a hard time facing reality and entering fully into the human condition, which inevitably involves pain and suffering. Peter cried out one time, "Oh no, Lord, that will never happen to you." Well, this is one of those times they say to Jesus, "Now, finally, we understand you completely. Now we believe that you come from God. Now we believe in you. Now you are talking plainly." And so Jesus once again had to tell them they still didn't get the whole picture, and that they would soon desert him and scatter to their own houses. I found it curious that there were a number of translations for how the disciples expressed their inability to understand Jesus. They said he spoke in figures of speech, in veiled language, in hard sayings, and that he was simply unclear. I wonder if they had any idea at all at this very emotional time of Jesus' last discourse, did they know that they would abandon him and scatter and run for safety and hide out like frightened children? Yet they profess, "Oh yes, Lord, now we understand. Now we believe that you are of God." So Jesus realizes that they are setting themselves up for another disillusionment. And so he speaks in a different, compassionate tone to assure them. "Yes, I tell you, you will have times of trouble. But take courage. I have overcome the world." So it seems to be ever thus, with the limitations of human understanding in the face of the mystery of God and God's revelation. There's also a bit of irony in the fact that today, May 13th, has two other commemorations in the church calendar. The feast of the 14th century mystic, Blessed Julian of Norwich, and the feast of Lucia of Fatima, and the 20th century appearance of the Blessed Virgin. To even put these two side by side on the same day requires some imagination. But that seems to be the way God often deals with us and uses us as instruments. God speaks to unlikely folks in equally unlikely situations and uses extraordinary ways of communicating. Both of these, Lucia of Fatima and Julian of Norwich, have significant numbers and followers and adherence in our contemporary church. I get a personal correspondence, for example, in a newsletter every month from people who claim that there's more to the revelations at Fatima and more to that third secret. In general, these folks are more Catholic than the Pope, and literally so, because they've been investigated by the Vatican and told officially that their claims of further revelations from Fatima are simply unfounded. And then there's the wonderful, amazing Julian of Norwich. Her current fans are likely the theological opposites of the very traditional perspectives of Lucia. Though I should mention that Julian has been declared a blessed in the church, and a few years ago Pope Paul XVI himself gave a very extensive and laudatory talk in her honor. Julian often refers to feminine images of God. Jesus, she wrote, is our true mother, who bears us in the womb of his love, who nourishes us with his own flesh. She said that the God who created us out of love has already redeemed each one of us by suffering love, and also that God sustains us and passionately desires to be united with each one of us in the end. And so she has this absolute trust, Julian. And she could say in that famous and characteristic word of hers, all shall be well, all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. And she, and Lucia of Fatima, and Jesus fit under the same umbrella of God communicating with his people. And so back to the gospel today, Jesus saying it to his disillusioned apostles. Be at peace. Yes, in the world you will have troubles, but take courage. I have overcome the world.